It's episode number 73, and we've got plugins for advertising, personalization, universal type sizes, a unique new carousel, and a new plugin that lets you target your posts to individual users. Put that site in maintenance mode. It's time for WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Welcome back. I'm John Overall, and with me is...
Marcus Couch. Glad to be here.
And we're here to have some fun, show you some plugins, rant and rave, whatever comes to mind. You know, good old fun stuff.
Yeah, a lot of good plugins this week. Lots.
Yes, I've had quite a few, and I've actually got some more already queued up and written about. So it's been a very prolific week for me with miscellaneous plugins. Been working pretty hard.
Yeah, we found some gems here for you, even though there was not much this week that came out in the repository. I don't know about you, John, but I kept sifting and sifting and sifting and sifting through the new stuff, and... only found three nuggets of gold, so I brought them here to the show.
Well, I didn't sift through the repository this week. I just pulled up all the stuff I've been working with recently and some stuff that I've been meaning to review. Mm-hmm. And plus, I've been contacted by a couple of plugin authors to review plugins. So.
Great.
So first off, a little bit, I want to ramble about what a great place Victoria, BC is. That's where I live. It's been nice and decently sunny and warm here. We had social media camp this past weekend. And it's one of the largest social media camps in Western Canada, which is pretty cool for us being such a smaller city. And I got to speak at it. I have a nice presentation there. I did a presentation on podcasting and WordPress and how a podcast can help enhance your business and the best plugin for the podcast and setting it up. And, of course, I've got that presentation again tonight for my monthly WordPress meetup group.
Great.
So I'm looking forward to that this evening. And I was going to ramble about Diablo 3, but I really have nothing to say there because I haven't been able to play.
Poor guy.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll get to play again. I got to play when it opened, and I got my fill, and then I'll go back to it when I'm no longer bored of it.
There you go.
And I do have one little ramble to go on. Is about as I was searching for news and information this week, I just kept coming across, you know, the usual articles, 5 top plugins, 7 top plugins, 10 top plugins, 15, and on and on and on. Problem I found is every single one of those articles seemed to have the exact same plugins. It was really quite annoying. And seems no one's ever seems to be going outside the box and going with some of the, you know, more risque plugins or ones that might be just a teeny bit better. So I think I'm going to have to actually do my own because I use different plugins from all these top 10 recommendations.
I'd like to do a top 10 failure plugins, like especially paid ones, you know, where they promise the world and it doesn't do jack.
Oh, I've got one of those recently. The guy who put on the WordCamp had a major failure for a paid plugin.
Mm.
So,
well, anybody out there wants to, you know, profess your own plugin to be added to the best of the worst list, then let us know.
That would be actually kind of cool. I've never seen one of those. I have to do one of those. I've definitely run across a few top failures.
Yeah, let's do it and put it on the show site, which is WP Plugins A to Z for everybody out there, or A to Z, depending on which side of the continent you're on.
Oh, what side of the 49th parallel you're on.
That's true. So make sure you visit us at the website. Leave us your nomination either in text form or in voicemail. We've got a very quick voicemail from somebody coming up here pretty soon in the show. And we'd love to spread the fire, as it were, from the plugin perspective.
Yes, and I have one shout-out this week, Gerald at Memphis Sewing Machines. Thanks for the email, Gerald, and I sent you back an email. Hopefully it answered your questions there. And we do have one listener feedback, and without that, we will play it up for you.
There you go.
Hello there. This is Gordon Drayson from South London in the UK. I've just listened to your last podcast. Really enjoy them. Please keep them going. I know how much time and effort it takes to put a podcast together, so I appreciate all your time and effort on this. My question to you is, I was on a beta of ManageWP for a little while, and I have recently signed up to it again, and it seems to do a very good job at what it does. It is ManageWP.com. It allows me to basically update all of my WordPress sites and my customers' WordPress sites all with one click, effectively. Now, it is a paid-for service. I wondered if you'd come across anything similar that maybe did the same sort of services that ManageWP did, but either in a better way or in a cheaper way. I look forward to hearing your comments. Thank you very much. This is Gordon Drayson from the UK.
Excellent. Thanks, Gordon. You want to take that first there?
Yeah, Gordon, thank you so much for your comments. First off, we do appreciate that a lot. We do, especially from those overseas and around the world that have been giving us audio feedback. I have used something, and just the crux of Gordon's question is, are there plugins out there that can manage multiple sites or manage multiple, you know, not necessarily plugins, but perhaps PHP scripts or things like that? I have used one in the past called WordPress Manager DX, and you can find that at wpmanagerdx.com. It is a paid plugin. It's $67 a year. It does installation, management, updating, all that kind of stuff for your blog. There are a couple ports that you have to open up for that as well, just to get that all working. Once you do get it working, though, it's a pretty good deal. I've not seen or used the method that you use as far as your, you know, the service that you use, so I can't really comment on one versus the other. But look at the specs, take a look at some of the tutorials that are online, and see if WordPress Manager DX is something that might be a good solution for you. But thanks, Gordon. We do appreciate your audio comment. Let me know if that works out for you. And you can find Gordon, actually, at Drayson Design, and that's his company. And you can find that at DraysonDesign.com. So go say hi to Gordon out there as well.
Excellent. Well, for me, Gordon, I actually haven't used any of those services. I've looked at them from time to time, and I've been meaning to get around to trying them. And my biggest problem with using them is that the sites I build for my clients are often so varied that I'm scared to do a mass update across all my client sites because of the things that could break in the process. But I do have my own network of sites that are virtually identical in all of their plugins and setup and everything. And that's something I'm going to be looking at. And I don't know about ManageWP. I went over and looked at their website. Looks pretty interesting. There was another one that I had been using, or been not using, but been looking at several months back. And of course, the plugin that I recently saw, which I'm waiting for that to come out. So other than that, Gordon, I don't have any answers for you at the moment, but I'm going to stick it in the back of my mind. And when something comes up, you can bet I will make it announced here.
Yeah, you know, I actually did think of something else that you could do, which would be totally free. If you were to set up multi-site, multi-user, you know, and remap domains, I've talked about that in the past, how you can remap individual domains to particular installs within WordPress multi-site. And that may be a solution for you too, because then you can update your plugins in one place and it's across the board throughout everybody. So maybe try that as well. You might also like it so that you'd only have to have one login too.
Yep, and that's about all we got. And in the world of WordPress news, we have one piece of news. WordPress 3.4, release candidate 3, dropped. I believe it dropped yesterday, or maybe today, not sure. Which means we are getting really close to 3.4. And looks like I'm going to lose my bet, too, because I said about the second week of June, and here we are, and still hasn't dropped, so.
Yeah, no kidding. We need to aim a little lower.
Well, I try to push it out, you know, to what I think it will be, and, you know, sometimes I'm just not there. WordPress doesn't always cooperate, but that's all right. It comes out, and it's generally in pretty good shape when it comes out, so that's the nice thing about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it as well. I've taken a look just on one of my staging sites for Release Candidate 3, and it's, you know, it's like a hamburger that's not quite done yet, you know? Looks great on the outside, you take a bite, and there's still a little pink in there, so... you want to be careful as to where you install these things. Do not do them on client sites.
Because... No, definitely not with a release candidate or a beta. Never put it on a production site.
Yeah, so make sure you have a nice little domain, you know, like Marcus's Test Stage Site.com.
Yeah, or I have sandboxpage.com.
Yeah, all right.
So, you know, always have a good test domain somewhere, yes.
Yeah, and I always recommend using multi-site, too, or install multi-site on one and then do a subfolder of just a single install. And then you can get sort of the best of both worlds when you test those things out like that. Sometimes when you're testing multi-site, especially with release candidates and such, you're going to find that functionality is not exactly what you want when it comes to migrating those sites off of multi-site into a single install.
All right. So let's see, what do we got? I guess it's time for some plugins.
Yeah.
All right, I've got a few plugins this week, and the first one off the bat is one that I made mention of last episode or one before. It's a premium plugin, and it's called WP Ad Center. It's a plugin for managing your advertisements on your page and taking payment and letting the person upload their advertisement directly at that point also, and then waiting for you to go approve the ad and then have it post. There is a link on my in the show notes to it, and full disclosure, it is a affiliate link, so it is an affiliate link to it. So if you're interested in it and you buy it, please go through my link. I could use the extra dollar or two. And the author's site, a link to his site there, where he has several other plugins. So you might want to check them out. They've got a few other plugins that look like they might be interesting. So what about this plugin? After you install it, you head over to its menu. It's got a very nice menu. The only setting it has is to add your PayPal address. And the only thing I think should be here with it is it should allow for PayPal sandbox testing. It doesn't have an easy way to set up PayPal sandbox testing, which was kind of a disappointment to me because sandboxing anything that's paid with PayPal is really nice to do to make sure it's working correctly. And anyway, once that's done, then you just need to go in and set up your zones, your packages, your campaigns, and then set up at least one advertiser so you can put a advertisement through the back end to make sure it's displaying the advertisements. I started to run into a problem with lack of documentation until I went, duh, well, check the zip folder, see what's in there. And inside the zip folder is the link that takes you directly to their website and their full documentation. They've got complete documentation on this plugin, which makes it very easy for doing the installation once you get the documentation in your hand. Because without that, you get a little lost. And I started to get lost. And like I said, I was going, where's the documentation? I'm looking. And I'm like, oh, yeah, check inside the zip folder. There's usually something there. So anyway, it also uses widgets to place your ad block, nice feature, and or you can get code for placing the ad block, or you can use a short code for placing the ad block. And once you create the ad blocks, what it also does is it'll create an or you have to go create an ad page, and you just put a piece of short code on the advertisement page. And then as you create your ad zones and packages and campaigns that are available for people, it puts these on that page automatically for them to come into and say, hey, I like this one. This ad, 468 by 60, I can run it for 30 days at a time, and it'll cost me $500. Okay, and they can pay for it right there via PayPal, be done, and they can upload their 468 by 60 banner, and as soon as you approve it, it starts displaying across your website. I'm trying to look at a way that I can use this on one site and have the ads display across multiple sites. This is something that I'm trying to see if it'll do, because I have a network of sites for marketing, and I like to display ads across all of them. So I want to see if this will work to do that. I will find
you'd have to pull the database from the main site, I bet.
Yeah, I don't know. It's something that I'll play with when one here and there I'll suddenly get a bug up my rear and go, I want to make this work, and I'll suddenly spend several hours on it, and either it'll work or I'll throw up my hands and say I'll come back to it. So,
but no kidding.
It is something to do, because it'd be nice to have one central place people could pay for the ad and then have it run across the entire network.
Now, something that I noticed, John, that's on the on their website, is that you can take multiple, there are multiple options as far as what you can sell throughout the network. So you can have a flat rate. You can say, look, you want $30 a month for the top banner. I want $10 a month for the side banner. And then you can also say, I want X amount for each 1,000 impressions.
That's right.
For a different kind of thing. So it also allows you to do in-text or in-post ads as well. So this is something that
it's a pretty robust plugin, and it's worth the money.
And what does this cost?
I think I paid
$49.
$49. Yeah, it wasn't much.
Yeah. Oh, there's that's the single version. The multi is $79, and the developer is $129.
Then that's what I paid. I paid $129 because I bought the developer.
Okay. Great. Yeah, this looks very promising. I'm going to definitely check this out and add it to the list of things for clients to pitch them.
And it got it got a nice 4 Dragon rating.
Oh.
Not quite the shim-bang top 5, but hey, it's pretty
so
close.
So what did it – I mean, in total, what do you think it missed?
I can't say exactly what it missed. I just know it didn't send me over the edge. Like I said several episodes back, to get a 5 from me now, they've just got to make me go wow right off the top.
Yeah, for a plugin that's $130 though, it better be wow.
Yeah, well, you know, I've made the mistake of spending $100 on plugins that didn't quite live up to any promise. So.
Oh yeah, I got a book's worth of those. Material for the best of the worst list coming soon to the show.
So at any rate, there was just something missing. I couldn't quite put my finger on it. So at any rate, 4 Dragons on it. It's still quite good.
Yeah, sounds like it. Well, I've got one to match here. I was having a problem with a client site, and it seemed like everything was just out of sync as far as their type sizes. Everything was just so dinky. It looked like I was reading a contract when I was going to their site. And I started messing around with the CSS and style sheets and all that, and it just didn't do what I wanted it to do. So I found this plugin called WP Text Resize, and it's just a template tag that's used to generate increase, decrease, or reset font sizes for the body text. Now, this also would let you do kind of, what do you call it? Like... disabled, you know, people that can't see very well, or you know, sight challenged, or things like that, where you could just kind of have a side theme where you use this particular tag and it makes it a lot bigger on the screen. Now, I know people can control their own font size with their browser. That's been that way for 10 years, but I just found this as an easy fix. It's something, just something that was causing me an hour of headache. So I definitely recommend you check it out. I would have given this a lot higher rating, but it took a while just to kind of get it working. And for my own sake, I had a cache going on the site, so that was part of my frustration. I couldn't understand why it wasn't doing the job right away. So once I deleted the cache, it was working okay. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Excellent. Yeah, it does look kind of interesting. Font resizing has become an issue on a couple of my client sites because their main customer base is the 60, 70 plus age group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so being able to bump that font size up relatively easily is a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
Okay, so next one I've got. I've actually got two in a row here because I'm going to go with two in a row simply because they're from the same plugin authors. And this way I don't just double back on it. And the authors are Sean and Randy over at beautomated.com. A couple of great guys I met last week. They picked up a phone and gave me a call because they saw my number on the website, and they asked me to take a look at their plugins. You know, they were brave fellows. But because they just updated them last week, and they thought, hey, let's have someone take a look at them. They've got one in particular they were after was they wanted me to take a look at their Be Automated plugin, their benchmark plugin for a benchmark email. And while I was at it, they also have one called Be Counted. So first off, I took a look at Be Counted. This is kind of an interesting plugin. It's a free one. It comes from the repository. And to me, it seemed more like a lot of fun than anything else as a plugin. You know, just something you pop up on your website and have a little fun with. Although it can be used for some serious stats presentations, what it does is it puts a widget that you can stick in one of your sidebars. And inside that widget, you set up some statistics settings. Like how many, if you pop over to... Oh, I can't remember where I put it now. If you pop over, it tells you how many dragons are being created on a daily basis, or how many have been created since you loaded up the website. It's actually just kind of fun with the stats samples that they gave on it. But it could be used for putting up some serious statistics, like, you know, how many people are dying in a car crash every as you're sitting there looking, you know, make people think. So anyway, I installed it, activated it, had a little fun with it, changed the credit line a little bit on it, and that was about it. So it gets a nice little 3-dragon rating. Basic, simple, fun plugin.
So how does it change the data? Is it just random?
No, you put a number in there, and they've got a mathematical formula built into the plugin, which determines, like, if you put a million in there, it says, so a million are created a year, and it divides that by the seconds that your website's loaded. So.
Okay.
That's basically how I figured out it worked, so.
And can it do, like, money and things like that? I guess it could, right?
Oh, yeah. You put any set of stats up there you want. You put a you put a number up there, and you put a name next to it. And then what happens is when it loads up, it starts with zero, even though you put a number in the back end. When it loads on the website, it starts with zero, and then it starts counting up the longer the web page stays on the screen.
We should do that on our site for how many plugins have been released.
Hey, no, there's an idea.
Why not? There's so many now.
We'll play with that.
Yeah.
Play with that one. So, on to their... Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Hey, it happens. Now on to their more serious plugin. This is the one they really wanted me to take a look at. And I took a look at it. It's called Benchmark Email Lite. And it's a pretty nice little plugin. And it's for connecting you up with benchmarkemail.com. And for you can run an email list. The first thing you'll need when you get this plugin is you'll need an account at Benchmark Email. And they offer a 30-day free email trial account, and after that it costs. Not sure how much since I didn't go into their services. I've actually got other services for my email already. Email account or email lists. And so anyway, Benchmark looks pretty decent. I loaded up the plugin. It's pretty straightforward for the most part of setting it up. The only thing you have to do is get the API key over at Benchmark, but the instructions in the plugin for getting where you get the API key were slightly vague. They told you where to go and what page to show up. It was missing one line of text that says, don't forget to click the little blue invisible button at the bottom that says create your API. And once I did that, had my API key, and loaded it in. And it was actually kind of nice. It created email, attached it to the sample list I had created at Benchmark. It added email quite nicely. It blended quite nicely with whatever theme I loaded up. I put this up on my demo site, and where my demo site has like, you know, 30 or 40 different themes in it at the moment. So I just loaded up a couple of different themes to see how the plugin reacted. And it reacted quite nicely to the themes. One of the nice features I noticed about both of their plugins, something I'd never noticed before, and at first I thought maybe I had another plugin turned on, is they have a feature in there that allows you to determine what page their widget will appear on. So you can limit their plugin to one page, which I thought was actually kind of cool. It was different for a plugin. I don't have to have a plugin to make the plugin do that. So that was kind of cool, and you can use multiple versions of the plugin. So if you needed to use it on three different pages, you pop in three different versions and tell it which page to be on.
Wow, that is great. So it's sort of a static slash dynamic plugin all in one.
That's what it seemed like. So it was actually pretty nice in that area. And other than that, it worked nice. Once you get your list set up, you set up a couple of base settings. And you can also, if you don't want to stick it in a sidebar, you can grab the shortcode or the code itself and place it into your theme if you are so inclined to do that. You know, it does. Also, the other nice thing I noticed about it is when you're creating a post, you can actually turn that post and send that immediately out to your email list. It puts a section in your post creation area.
Really? So you just check it off?
Yep.
Tick that box and it goes right out?
You just check that box and tell it what email list you're going to send to. It's a box that has all the information pulled over from BeAutomated. I thought that was a really nice feature.
Hmm.
So you can automatically send to your email list as you're creating a post.
Can you designate which list, or is it just everybody?
No, it chooses from the drop-down. If you've got several lists, you got a drop-down. You choose which list.
Oh, that's a game-changer. That's a game-changer for me there, John. I'm going to get that one.
So it's actually pretty nice. Very nice plugin. And all in all, I do recommend the plugin if you're going to use it. I'm not ready to jump ship to benchmark at the moment. So I won't be jumping with it just yet, but... if you don't have a good email list management system, give this one a try. Check it all out. All in all, it gets a great 4 Dragon rating. I'm pretty impressed with it. And like I said, still, I'm just not quite sure what's on the edge. It's not quite there yet for me. So,
I would love to see plugin authors like these guys create something that's universal, that's MailChimp, you know, that's AWeber, that integrates with all of these
together.
That'd
be cool. Well, I'll mention that to them. I'm actually doing an interview with these guys later this afternoon, and I will be tacking it on to the end of the show before the show goes up today.
Yeah, it sounds like if you could integrate, I mean, because they have all the technological functions as far as how to integrate within WordPress, they just need to hook the wires together as far as the API key that goes to MailChimp and AWeber.
Yeah, well, I'll make mention of that.
All right. Well, people, I have something that I have been looking for a long time, and this actually was a combination of a client need and a need of my own for my own business site. For myself, I wanted to list out just a lot of the different clients and campaigns that I've worked on. I've done some stuff for a lot of different Fortune 500 and, you know, major corporations. And for me, that was key. To show off exactly, you know, kind of that trophy case as far as who I've been able and had the fortune to work with. So what I was looking for was a carousel, something that I could use to scroll logos through. I had a client who was actually looking for a carousel that could go vertically, up and down.
Up and down.
And could scroll. And had links. And had alt tags. And stopped when you hovered over it.
And the list goes on.
Yeah. Okay. So I found something called Multi Carousel. Now, this just came out about a week ago. It's had 309 downloads to it. But the beautiful thing about this is it allows you to create multiple carousels, and you can give them unique names and IDs. So you can give them so you can put more than one on each page. So you can put one sideways, one up and down. You can do two up and down, you know, whatever you want to do. Sidebar, anything like that. You can upload different images to any carousel, and you got the option to delete anything at any time as well. A lot of times, some of these other plugins that let you do these kinds of things, really, you're just kind of locked into one carousel. And so that's why this is so much different, because of the multi aspect of it. You can link the images to any URL that you want, and there's tons of different settings as far as the time delay, the number of images in your scroll, the speeds, how they wrap, you know, back and forth to each other, the space in between them, you know, really a lot of customization that you can do to this. So these guys had a really good idea with this particular plugin. I love the fact that you can put literally a scroller on every single post if you wanted to. And, you know, have one in your sidebar if you wanted to. It's pretty cool. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Nice. I like the idea that it produces up and down ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's different.
Yep.
That could be quite useful in sidebars.
Oh, definitely. product of the day, you know, different special offers, even, you know, website portfolios for guys out there that are WordPress designers.
Yeah. That'd be pretty nice. Okay, I have one final plugin, and this is a WP e-commerce plugin. So it's a plugin for WP e-commerce plugin. And this course, I'm going to be adding quite a few of these over the next few shows since I recently completed that massive WP e-commerce site. So I thought I'd start sharing some of the plugins I used and how I used them in there. And this one here this week is, this one's called WP EC Personalize. And recently updated, it's done by Instinct Entertainment. So it's done by the guys who did WP EC. And what I found with this plugin, of course, is one of the main issues with WP Commerce and the type of website I did. My client does embroidery, and oftentimes he has to add custom embroidery like names or company names or I can't even think at the moment, just names. Anyway, sometimes he needs to add, sometimes say somebody orders and they just want one name on a bunch of patches, or sometimes someone orders and they want a whole bunch of names on a whole bunch of patches. With WP e-commerce, their standard personalization is just one big text block. It's kind of wieldy and doesn't look so great in your site, and it's not completely clear what it's for to the visitors of your page. What this plugin does for you is it allows you to simplify that up and add multiple types of text box and to assign them to different, either to different categories or assign them to different products in your site. And so what I was able to do was I was able to create one that is a text line for single names and create one which is a text block for multiple names. And we've got a couple others that are in the works for them at the moment. And so it made it nice and simple, and so when they need to order a single name, they just enter a name. If they need multiple names, they enter multiple names, and then it dumps it all into your order form, which is delivered to your back end. So pretty nice little plugin, pretty basic, pretty simple. Doesn't have any real settings in it except for going in and creating the different names for the personalizations you need. And that's it. So all in all, I liked it. Pretty easy, straightforward, and that gives a 3 dragon rating for it.
Would love to see more in this line as far as personalization, to where in the instance that you refer to as far as patches, to where it would actually give you a preview of what the order looks like, your patch. You know, you could upload an image for the background and then use the text of the names and, you know, much like when you order business cards and such, how you can sort of take a quick preview of it. So
I imagine that's that's some serious coding.
Oh, yeah, but as far as WP e-commerce goes, the first one that can crack that nut is going to do very well.
Yeah, they can turn that into a paid plugin quite quickly.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah, I'd buy it.
All right. In a second. Okay, well, I have a very cool thing that I found when I was working on. I have a pretty big client. They have about 1,400 different franchises throughout North America. And they have an intranet, and they were trying to find ways in which to creatively use roles in departments and things like that. So you could assign a different role to a user that logs into your WordPress site, and we soon found that it was too tough because sometimes inter-departments work together, and it was difficult to assign who is what, because then people that worked in the department that weren't involved in a project got the message. So didn't work out that way. So I found this plugin called Enabled Users. Now, without all that technical mumbo jumbo I just rattled off there, let me just tell you what this does, John. If I do a WordPress post and I have you as a user and a couple other people as users, I can just literally say, just as easily as I do in an email from a drop-down, pick you and a couple of other people, hit post, and only you guys will see that.
That's nice.
So that's it. It's just, you know, hey, this goes out to, you know, John, Bill, Jake, and Mary, and that's all. And that's all that can see it, and they have to be logged in to see it. So it's kind of cool in the sense that if you have an intranet, or let's just say you're collaborating with particular people, outsourcers, partners, designers, clients, things like that, you can actually make it so where they see a particular post and only they see it.
Nice. I like that. That could be very useful in a multi-user environment.
Absolutely. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5. It's one of those that I don't really know how I could give it 5 out of 5 just because it's so simple. You know, it's so easy. But it's a really cool advancement. I'd love to see exactly if you could. The one thing it doesn't let me do that I'd love to be able to do is set up work groups. Like, okay, I want this to go to 3 or 4 particular people with one click.
Yeah, that's nice.
And then I can add new people to that group as time goes on.
Maybe you recommend that to the author.
Definitely. So 4 out of 5 for enabled users. And you can find the link for this one and all the rest of them at our website, which is wppluginsa2z.com.
Excellent. Now, one last thing, just some reminders. iTunes, thank you, everybody. I decided to take a little bit of time last week and peruse all the different iTunes stores, not all of them, but the main iTunes stores across the globe. I went to the U.S., Australia, New Zealand, U.K., Germany. We've moved up the ladder quite nicely in the U.S. We are on the second row now. I think that puts us around number 5 or 6, which I'm rather excited about. We get the most amount of comments on the U.S. site. We've got a few comments over on the U.K. and a couple down on Australia. But we need more stuff in those places to move up the ladder, of course. We're still hiding behind some very old podcasts. So
yes.
Hopefully
we need your help.
Hopefully we'll get back. We'll get up above them before too long. So anyway, I appreciate everyone who's gone there and gave us ratings. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And don't forget, you can check us out at blueberry.com and over at voa.com. And what else we got? Future podcasts? Well, I've got a whole bunch of plugins coming your way for WP Commerce. So let's learn some of the tips and tricks I use to get this store online. And so if you know anyone else who's using an OS Commerce or some other type of site that desperately needs to be replaced, you can now move them to WordPress and feel comfortable about it.
Awesome.
That was something that I was ecstatic when that became possible for me, because it allowed me to clear a couple of my clients out of using those old programs that I didn't want to work on anymore.
Yeah, and here's something for all of you designers and people that make money doing this out there, and that's a lot of you, because I've heard from you. That's something that you, when you hear about plugins like that that John's talking about, where you can take something like OS Commerce and that and move it straight into WordPress, that's your forte, and now you can just go out, look for people that are using OS Commerce, and pitch your services. Yeah. It's perfect.
Pitch them on the benefits of WordPress versus OS Commerce, especially the SEO of WordPress versus SEO of OS Commerce.
Yeah, which is non-existent.
Yeah, that's the whole point about OS Commerce. It's non-existent. So anyway, that's all I've got there. You can contact me on my website, johnoverall.com, or email me, dragon@wppluginsa2z.com.
You can find me at marcuscouch.com. I'm having a lot of fun with the site, trying to hook all the bells and whistles up to it. Find me on Twitter at marcuscouch and facebook.com/marcuscouch.
All right, so that would be it, and time for us to carry this out. Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved, by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Hello, everyone. All right, we have a special piece for you at the end of this show. We have a excellent interview coming your way. It adds another 20 minutes or so to the show, but I'm certain you will enjoy it. And this is, as I said, one of those add-on pieces added to the end of the show, and it will be in the show notes for the most part. But thank you very much for listening. Enjoy. All right. Welcome, listeners. This is WordPress Plugins, the A to Z, and I'm John Overall. And with me, I have a couple of producers of one of the plugins in, reviewed in this past show. I've got Randy Sandberg and Sean Conklin, and they're from BeAutomated.com, and they are here to discuss their plugins and tell us a bit about them. And we're talking about the plugins for Benchmark Email and the plugin for BeAutomated. And let them tell us a bit about it in their words and how they think of them. And you already know what I've heard, I've said, because it precedes this interview. So welcome, guys.
Thank you, John, for having us. By the way, the second plugin is BeCounted. You said BeAutomated, so just as a correction, we kind of named that one sort of like our business name, just
yeah.
Yeah, add some flavor to it.
You have to excuse me. Sometimes I'm reading stuff and my eyes slip to the wrong line.
Oh, no worries. And thank you so much, John, for letting us be on your show. We really enjoy, you know, getting to chat with the any chance we get to chat with the WordPress community. So this is quite the honor. So thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate having folks here. Well, first off, you know, a couple of quick questions here. One of them, and this is often one of the ones most asked, is, you know, why did you create the plugins to begin with, starting with the one for Benchmark Email?
Well, our two community plugins, and of course we've made several other private plugins for individual purposes. Our name, of course, Be Automated. We try to automate things for small businesses to, you know, make their lives easier and make them more productive and profitable. But as far as the community plugins, which are really the topic of your show here, that we have the two that you mentioned, they each have a story behind them. And I would say we will be releasing future community plugins that will have a similar story behind them. I guess to start off with the Benchmark Email Lite plugin, we'll start off with. Benchmark Email is a service provider. I believe they're called Email Marketing Service. They help you with all kinds of newsletter-related distribution, mass distribution, reporting, click tracking, you know, a lot of related marketing, social network, social media connections. You might say database management, because if your contact list has a variety of add-on fields, that might sort of be like a membership database. You know, they help you with all those services, and our plugin essentially bridges what their service offers with WordPress. And the backstory on that relates to, we actually got introduced to Benchmark Email Lite a couple of years before when we had a client who specifically needed those kinds of services, and we had to integrate their website, you know, the specific needs that they had for their own automation, integrate it with that database. And we had selected that service provider really for a variety of reasons. Maybe Randy can kind of touch on some of those points as to why. But essentially, after bridging that, we became familiar with their API. And the API is how a programmer connects, you know, one dot with another dot, essentially. And once you gain that knowledge, and all APIs have a certain amount of commonality, but, you know, theirs obviously, we really got intimately familiar with it because it was a sizable project. We wanted to use that knowledge, you know, for our own website. And so we built the WordPress plugin with the idea that, hey, once we get it going really good on our site, we'll release it to the community. And then that led into Benchmark Email themselves taking notice and saying, hey, why don't we have you add a few things in? You know, our development team is doing their work. Why don't we, you know, get you guys basically on board, you know, with this WordPress realm? And that's really the story on that one.
Well, it's also so when we first, you know, because we have a WordPress site, and, you know, we're using Benchmark Email now, but how are we going to, you know, capture new people that want to subscribe? We went and looked for a plugin, like everybody does, that already exists, and right. We found one, and it was an official one. You know, it's like officially made for, you know, by Benchmark Email, and so we tried it. And Sean's the programmer at the Automated, and I'm the software test engineer. So he makes things, and I break things.
Yeah, somebody's got to break them.
Exactly. And so I broke that one every which way, and I told Sean, this is not a very good plugin. And we had that knowledge, as Sean, you know, said earlier. So we kind of said, well, let's see if we can make one ourselves. and this would be fun to, you know, give to the community. You know, let's do that. Because we'd been talking about, you know, here we make all these custom plugins for people, but we never, you know, we want to give back. You know, like right. Laurel and everybody always says, hey, give back to the community. Well, we want to do it, but we're more the guys that you tell us what to build, and then we build it. We don't necessarily come up with our own ideas. And so this was like perfect. It's like, okay, we know the API. The one that exists sucks. And sorry, but it does.
Well,
hey, software testers, we say this kind of stuff. It's
that,
okay.
That's how things get improved upon.
Exactly. And so we contacted Benchmark Email and said, hey, guys, the one that you have is not really that good, and we would like to make a new one. And they listened to us and said, well, yeah, that's nice. Okay. And then we just said, you know, they basically, that was it. And so then we built this one, and it got, compared to theirs, it got tons more downloads and got fairly popular fairly quickly. And it wasn't too long after that the Benchmark Email contacted us and said, hey, guys, your plugin seems to be doing pretty good. And then since then, we already loved Benchmark Email for a variety of reasons. They just... their service, you can actually call them if you have a problem, where some of the other services we'd used earlier, wow, just couldn't call, had to do forums, had to wait 24 hours for responses.
I can say they actually call you after you create an account.
Yeah, they call you.
Within 3 days, they called me.
They do call. They're big phone people, let's just say that. And we really appreciate that, because it's a whole other story for another day, but they really got us out of a jam that we were in early on with that first customer Sean was talking about. We had not originally gone with Benchmark Email. We had went with one of their competitors, and the API, let's just say, fell on its face when we started to really try to move some data. And the particular company, let's just say bananas are involved, was not helpful getting the problem resolved. It just, talking to them on the forum and everything else, it was not a good thing. And so then we started, oh no, what are we going to do? We've already, you know, fixed price. We've already, you know, basically spent the hours to build this thing, but now that we built it, it's not working. Their API is, performance-wise, is not doing it. Things are timing out. This is horrible. The world is coming to an end. And we started calling all these different services, and when we got Benchmark Email, the lady that we talked to, I believe, Sean, was it Ruby? Ruby?
Yeah, and yes, it was Ruby.
Ruby. She's so nice, and she's so calming, and we were so stressed, and then... we actually started to work with them, and Sean, you know, he's the guy talking with the API. I'm like, well, do the test, see if it can handle the data. And it did, but we found a couple bugs. And we're like, oh, great, all the services suck, you know. So we called them, and we talked to them, and they resolved the issues pretty much within that real-time period.
Oh, that's impressive.
And we were like, whoa, okay. And we've been with them ever since.
Yeah,
so now
kidding.
Going back to this plugin, you know, hey, community plugin, let's build it for us, and then let's, when we can, because you know the hardest part actually is funny for us, since we're not writers, it was more getting the, like, to talk about, you know, you got to say something about the plugin. You can't just stick Benchmark Email Lite and expect people to download it. So it's been a process. And when the Benchmark Email folks contacted us, and said, let's work together, they've been able to help us, like the nifty, you know, when you go to the WordPress site, their repository, and you see the little, that's not our artwork.
The descriptions, the artwork.
That's them.
All the stuff that attracts people to the plugin.
Exactly. So it's just been awesome working with them, and they are constantly, we're constantly talking. In fact, we were just before this conversation, we were talking about, we have 5 or 6 new ideas that we're kind of throwing around. So it's an ongoing process, that plugin, Benchmark Email Lite.
Nice.
So there you go.
Excellent. Well, that's a pretty excellent story about how it comes into an existence. It's always nice when you get some good work with the person you're connecting with.
Yes.
Yeah, I turned out I liked the plugin quite nicely, and I did like some of the features in it. I got a question about one of the features that seems to be included in your plugins, and that is one that some of my listeners will discover after they install, and that is the fact that you can limit your plugins to specific pages. What exactly put that into your mind to do?
You know, the idea of that, and there are some plugins out there that really allow you to customize widgets. A widget is an object, essentially. I know I might speak some programmerese here, but, you know, a widget is an object. It's an entity, and you can basically, you know, add fields and do things to it programmatically, but WordPress itself handles the concept, the construct of a widget. It's quite useful to be able to create multiple instances of a widget, which is really the purpose. I mean, you see people, you know, they may drag one text widget into one sidebar, drag another text widget into the footer. You're creating multiple instances of one widget.
That's right.
And the limit to a page allows you to say, I'm going to put this counter on this page if we're talking about our B-Counted plugin. If we're talking about the Benchmark Email Lite plugin, I'm going to put this newsletter sign up on this page and another one on another page. It's all about creating multiple instances.
Yeah. And I noticed that the plugin itself allows you to choose from your drop-down list of lists that you have in Benchmark.
Exactly.
So you could have different lists for different landing pages in your site and put up different instances of it to account for that.
Exactly, and it goes even one step beyond that, because I don't know if you noticed in the settings page, you can put up to 5 different API keys, meaning you can have literally 5 different Benchmark email accounts, and each one of those could spawn off, you know, thousands of different lists.
So
you could.
That's what that's for. I vaguely remember it, and I looked at it, and I said, oh, I only have one API key, so I just let it go. Okay, now I understand what that's for. That's a good thing you brought that up, because I actually kind of missed that when I was doing the review.
That was for, you know, if we had the thing on the table was, well, what if there's more than one entity running a website? What if, you know, we've got multiple people on one website and each one wants to trap their own information in their own Benchmark email account, let alone, you know, having multiple instances of a widget set up so that it can capture onto different lists. Mm-hmm. And we thought, oh, let's just – originally, Sean, wasn't it we had an unlimited number of API keys or something, and then we scaled it down to 5 or
We did a consolidation. So originally the plugin was only a sign up form widget, and WordPress, again, the object allows you to create any number, so you could put any number of API keys in any number of widgets. But what we did is we added other features, and specifically the main feature is the WordPress calls it a meta box. It's basically when you're editing or adding a post or a page, you got a little widget, if you will, on that page that allows you to say, I want to send this in an email, or I want to schedule it, you know, as an email blast to my list. And both the sign up form widget and the post meta box, again, as it's called, post a campaign, essentially, both of those depend upon the API key. And why would we make people put their API key in both places? So we consolidated that to a settings page.
Yeah.
And, you know, that settings page, all right, there's only so much real estate on the page. We said, hey, you know, 5 is reasonable for a given website. It might be an organization that has different departments and they have different billing systems, so they have different Benchmark accounts. So, we allowed that because we wanted to preserve, if somebody was upgrading from an earlier version of the plugin and they dragged out, you know, different widgets, and it turns out, you know, they had different API keys, we didn't want them to lose that. In other words, we didn't want to erase a feature to add a new feature. We wanted to, you know, keep the snowball growing, essentially, and not upset any particular individuals, if you will, by removing a hidden feature there.
Now, I've got another question here about the plugin. I noticed that, okay, I love the idea that when I'm creating a post, I can then send that post out directly to my email list from the meta box.
Mm-hmm.
And it sends out a pretty decent looking email. Where would someone go to edit that to change the look and feel of it when it arrives as an email?
That's a great question.
Editing the template, and this is actually going to be a bigger area going forward as we develop the plugin. It uses a template, and whenever I build plugins, I always abstract the markup. You know, it's one of the developer best practices. Right. So there actually is a template subfolder within that plugin, and there is a, I think it's called simple.html.php. There's a file that actually has the HTML wrapper, so somebody could customize that file on their own. Okay. We do not support that, so it's not a documented approach, but somebody could, you know, very easily, because of how I've abstracted the code, could edit that. And down the road, we're talking about, and maybe you could provide feedback to us on this, but we're talking about the idea of either a template gallery versus a template builder. You know, a template builder would be like a framework, a template framework in WordPress, where you're, you know, saying, all right, I want this font size, this border, this color, here's my logo to upload it, you know, all those specific settings. You know, that's one approach. Another approach would be, here's a gallery of 20 templates, pick one, and whatever you pick, you know, it is what it is.
Well, you'd be surprised at how well the gallery idea works. I don't know if you're well aware of MailPress as a plugin.
Oh, yes. MailPress is very nice, actually.
That's what they do. They give you a gallery, but they do give you an ability to go in and edit a template if you want to edit it up to your own look and feel.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
That's the sort of thing that I was looking at. I hadn't got that far into the plugin because I wasn't prepared to go use it live. But if I was going to go put it on a live site, I would want to go edit up that template, because as nice as it is, as a plain look, sometimes you want something a little bit more of a pop to arrive in somebody's mailbox.
Absolutely. Because we're not the designer types. You know, we're just the nerdy programmers. That's where our connection with Benchmark Email, that's in their court. And actually, that's in their court right now. That is definitely hot on the, very high on the list of things that we want to do, either one or both of those things. So definitely. Good question.
Excellent. Well, I was going to ask, you know what your future holds for your plugin, but you've pretty much discussed the future of this plugin. So you want to tell us a little bit about your other plugin, the Be Counted one, that one there. When you listen to the show, you'll find that, you know, I had a little bit of fun making fun of the plugin.
Yes. So Be Counted actually kind of started in like 2007. I helped manage a particular website out there on the net, and it's an animal rights related website. And it's actually the website in 2006 we created it. It's the website that got me into WordPress. So it's kind of an interesting little mix there, is that the reason why I love WordPress is because I had to find something for the fellow who runs the website, you know, is the website owner, that he could use that would be easy to use, but also just a really nice, you know, WordPress, right? And so I tested all the different ones, Joomla and Drupal, and talk about crap. But look, WordPress actually calls them posts and calls these guys pages. Huh, how novel is that? You know, all the other ones are calling them crazy names. So it's just easy for
been that route with Joomla and Drupal.
Oh, it's just, I just don't know what they're thinking. So long story short, got the website up and running and got, you know, it's a volunteer website where people can come and help out. Had this really nice guy come in and create this animal kill counter. So with a bunch of code all over the site, kind of everywhere, like, you know, just spread all over the place, created this thing that would be considered a widget, but hard-coded into the site, that would show, you know, when you landed on the site, how many animals were killed, you know, the various animals by the meat, dairy, and egg industry, you know, from the moment you landed on the page until the moment you left the page, you know, accumulating numbers. And it became super popular. Like, everybody was, like, wanting to talk to us and everything else about it. And it was just so popular, as time went on, I said, well, Sean, I said, you know, thinking again about community plugins, I said, well, Sean, why don't we think about having, making a plugin out of this? And Sean thought that was a great idea. So we did just that. We made that into a plugin, and the original plugin was not really distributed through the WordPress repository. It was more just kind of like a loose plugin that we made to put on Gary's site, and then thought, okay, let's make it for the community. And remember, it's called the Animal Kill Counter. So now, knowing that the WordPress folks, in particular, are really big into their barbecues and this and that,
you know,
don't want to upset anyone, but exactly that. So it's like, well, all right, so we can't call it the Animal Kill Counter. And also, wouldn't it be cool if it could do more than just Animal Kill Counter stuff? So we thought about it and thought, well, you know what? Let's make it so that you could put any data in there. It wouldn't matter whether it's animal kill amounts. If it's an annual number, if it's cars sold, if it's, you know, CMS, you know, downloads, you know, like we actually have some, I don't know if you noticed when you go on the, if you go to our website and you notice how we have the different statistics.
Yeah.
You have annual statistics. And you want to show them off, you just paste them into the plugin, and you can put anything in there. And then
we thought,
so that was, and then we were talking actually to Laurel on a plugin that she had. We told her about this, and we were talking about names and stuff, and we kind of jokingly came up with Be Counted, and she liked it. She's like, "That's a great name," and so that stuck. So that
she didn't want to be in charge of naming plugins. So
yeah. Well, you know, it's funny if you go back in her shows way back. There's a show that she this again goes way back in history, but there was a show that she did way before we met her and knew her and everything else, came friends with her, and she went on and on about how important
that's what I'm referring to. I listened to that show. That's what I said, she wanted to be in charge of naming plugins for WordPress.
I was in San Jose on a light rail listening to that on my iPod, and I couldn't wait to get home to call Sean and say, "Sean, one of these days we have to meet Laurel and have her help us name plugins whenever we do a community plugin." And so that's where that kind of started. So we actually had that happen.
Yeah, it's actually fun.
I was just going to say the name thing for our other plugin is interesting too, because it was called Benchmark Email Lite. Well, you know, we keep adding features. It's not so light anymore, you know, if we get to a point. So I guess it does give us the ability to make what we would call a pro edition, but then, you know, would that be a freebie, or would that be something, you know, how do you do that? And, of course, that gets into the GPL licensing questions, which, you know, there's a lot of paid plugin and theme products out there, but WordPress does claim that plugin and themes are derivative work. So, naming is actually a big issue. If you think about it, it's not easy to change either. Once you start with a name,
once it's stuck. The nice thing about the GPL, when you mention that though, is even though, you know, they're still free, you can charge for it if you like. Mm-hmm. You can always charge for a GPL product. The nice thing about it is there's lots of companies out there that done very well by selling GPL products.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not really a patent attorney, so I don't quite understand. I've heard that there are some hoops that you have to jump through if you want to be technically legal on it, but any, you know, like making the CSS or the image files or the JavaScript files not part of the GPL or something like that.
Yeah,
is a little trick there.
That's if you're trying to protect certain bits of it, but the smarter ones haven't bothered to do that. They just do the whole thing. Hold half a sec for me.
Sure.
Sorry, my wireless headset was dying. I had to plug it in.
Oh.
Been a busy day on my headset. So, yeah, anyway, that's just an aside. GPL licenses, that one that can lead you to the thing. Anyway, back to your plugin. Your plugin's great. What I did with it was I actually took it and threw it up on my website, and it tracks the number of dragons being created, the number of knights being eaten by dragons.
Awesome.
Figures
awesome.
Entirely made up in my own mind, but hey, what the hell.
That is, hey, our mythological creatures, the thing that we ended up, you know, going with, that actually, that's the best of the best, so very good.
Yeah. Yes, and I actually wrote this so that it doesn't put, you know, it is JavaScript, and JavaScript runs on your browser, you know, again, we're getting a little technical here, but I made it so that it doesn't put too much of a pressure on your CPU. There was one website when we first started out, actually, we were prospecting with somebody who, they had a site where they had a flash thing on their homepage of a hummingbird. And a hummingbird's wings move at, I don't even know what the rate is, but just an amazing rate, you know, unfathomable. And every time you'd go to that homepage, you could just watch your CPU meter just climb up and your fans would turn on and everything. It really put a load. And so I did not want to make the mistake of, you know, this counter, again, being JavaScript-based means it uses your browser's resources. You know, we didn't want to create any technical, you know, memory overloads or CPU overload or anything like that. So we definitely, whenever we make products, we always think about what happens if, you know, what happens if on a slow computer, low RAM, what happens if the API gets slow that we're communicating with. We try to think of all these scenarios. What if they're on a web host that, you know, won't let them go above a certain amount of RAM usage? What if they're on a WordPress site that has, you know, all these plugins and things that are using resources? You know, how do we work in these different scenarios so that it's adaptable? You know, that's an interesting question. And for our community plugins, we really, you know, because it's going to be distributed to thousands of different users, we have to think about that. You know, because otherwise we could run into support issues, people giving us low ratings because, you know, they happen to be on a GoDaddy host or, you know, a host that is restrictive, you know, more so than the average. So interesting to think about with these.
Oh, yeah, that would be. Not something I actually gave much thought to when I loaded it up. I just loaded it up and, hey, that's cool. I like the way it works. It's fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, well, set the defaults for the average situation, right? And, you know, and assume that, you know, this would work for most people and, you know, kind of target that, but also give you the ability to, you know, tune it up a little bit for if you are on a faster host or what have you, if you run into issues. We put a throttler on there because one of the situations we ran into, even with the first version of the Benchmark Email Lite plugin, is what happens if the API connection goes down? You know, servers can go down.
Right.
You know? And you don't want to lose subscriptions. So we queue those up into the database so that and it checks every, I think we have it set to 5 minutes. It if it has to queue anything up, it launches a cron job, is what they call it in WordPress, where it'll check back and check back and check back until it reestablishes the connection. Then it'll unload the queue and subscribe the people, not in real time, but if it is connected, it puts them through in real time, which is, you know, that's a feature that right there excels above a lot of the other plugins out there. So you get real time when you can, and you get things queued up in the event of failover.
Nice. That works well. Well, now's the part where you get to tell us a bit about your company and tell folks about what your company is and basically plug yourself. Feel free.
Plug ourselves on plugins.
That's right.
Yes. I mentioned, you know, our name Be Automated came about because kind of the common denominator of all the programming work that I've been doing over the last decade or so has really been automation. And that word, I know some people get a little scared by it, but it is a good word. Automation can certainly be used for positive things, getting rid of, you know, day-to-day menial tasks so that people can focus on what they do best, answering the phone, you know, doing human tasks, making sales, doing marketing work, you know, doing things that are creative that you have fun doing while computers do the tedious work. So our goal is to automate, and when I think about jobs I've had in the past and also clients who we've done work for, it really is about, you know, how do we make them more productive? And WordPress, but there's a whole backstory on how we decided to specialize in WordPress, and I'll just summarize it up by saying, you know, we think it's the best. It's, you know, user-friendly. It's also developer-friendly, and has come a long way by becoming a full-on CMS with all the features you would expect. And as a development framework, the API allows us to build all kinds of great tools using, you know, efficient code that is cost-effective to produce. And this comes in the form of a plugin, a custom WordPress plugin, or a set of plugins, if you will. We can add new features to sites that way. We can also augment, you know, if you have, for example, an e-commerce cart plugin that that has its own API that allows it to be extended, we could build a WordPress plugin that not just extends WordPress, but that also extends the functionality of your cart. We don't go and hack existing plugins, because that would create a real problem with updating it down the road. Plus, we can't really take responsibility for other people's code, you know, security, performance, interoperability issues.
Right.
We produce plugins that add new features or can extend features of a site.
Well, and then, you know, of course, so it's kind of funny, you know how there's a backstory to everything, right? We were struggling for a name for the company. We actually had a name previous to Be Automated. It was Ecom Highway, and don't ask, we just did. We came up with it one night, and it was like, that sounds really good, and we'll have a chauffeur driving a limo and with white gloves, and they'll take you down the highway, and, you know, it was just, I don't know.
Sounds
no
right.
Drugs were involved, but, you know, it seems like. So, Be Automated, I was working for a company kind of part-time while Sean and I were kind of putting together this idea of building a company, and we were, again, kind of stretching and reaching for a name, and the company was quite a large company, but they were doing like all these menial manual tasks of logging into this one particular service and then copying and pasting into yet another service. And I called Sean up and I said, couldn't this be automated? And he's like, yeah, it could. And then we both, I think, hit it at the same time. We're like, Be Automated, that's a cool name. And then we checked. We're like, no way is that going to be available, you know, beautomated.com. And we're like, it is available. And so that's kind of the thing. You know, it was that one thing. Do we automate everything we do? No. What we really are, we're PHP programmers. Well, Sean is. I'm, again, the guy who breaks his stuff. But we're PHP programmers who put together plugins that add features to websites. But really, what we do is there are WordPress web designers out there, and they'll be working on a site. They've got this whole website that they're building up, and they need some features. And
people like you, John.
Oh yeah,
just to
like,
throw that in there.
People like you, John. We are a support network for web designers. That is all we're for. If somebody calls us that is not a web designer, for example, we can't, you know, they're not going to be able to get us the mock-ups or wireframes, or they're not going to, they don't even have the idea in their brain what they want, right? They're not going to be able to get that to us. We're going to take them over to one of our trusted web designers, and they're going to work with them, and then we're going to do this specific part that we need to do, because, you know, programmers versus web designers, there's different costs involved, and we really want people to get the best bang for the buck. So we want to come in like the surgeon and just do that PHP crazy. If you've been to our website, you see the kind of exhausted guy.
Yeah, I love the picture of the guy face down with all the books and the coffee cups.
Yes, that is our target market right there. You know, you've been searching forever. You can't find the right plugin. You found the plugin. You got all excited, but it doesn't do a couple things, or it does too much, right? Yeah. Or you tried to do it yourself. I cannot tell you how many people we get that, and that's why it has that PHP in 5 minutes book at the bottom. I think
PHP in 4 minutes flat.
Yeah, 4 minutes, exactly. That's the joke, is because we get people that are like, yeah, I'm going to learn PHP, and it's just like, that is like, I'm going to learn, you know, a whole new skill set, and
I'm going to go learn Latin this weekend while I'm drinking beer.
Yeah. And then I'm going to trust my skill set that's brand new with these customers who are paying me money. So it's kind of like your reputation's on the line. It's, you know, there are times when you have to reach outside of your own skill sets, whatever size company you are, for specialists. And we are the specialists when it comes to adding features and functionality to WordPress sites, and again, only for web designers.
Yeah.
So that is us. That is Be Automated. The name Be Automated is, again, it's a cool name. I think it kind of sounds like automatic, so an automatic makes WordPress. I that's why we've kind of stayed with it, because even though we've gotten out of that realm, it kind of sounds like we're cool, we're, you know, we're automated. So I don't know. It's just it's got a good ring to it.
It's definitely a good name. I like it. It's when you're when you're describing your first company name, I'm thinking, yeah, that sort of sounds like me and my first company name, where me and my buddy came up with it late one night in college when we were drinking beer and said, that's a cool, and a couple years later, yeah, you know, that really actually kind of sucks.
Exactly. No, that's, oh, you have no, I mean, I'm just like you probably, we bought, I can't even remember, like 20 or 30 different names. Oh, that's a great name. Let's do that. You
yeah,
know?
I'm the proud owner of a couple dozen domains.
Yeah. Yeah, we got one that we're keeping, webupgraders.com, because, you know, it's two words, and actually we've done, you know, site migrations before, but, you know, we've chosen not to specialize in that. We want to build new plugins, but, you know, that was, again, one of those. So you actually do land on some good ones that you want to hang on to, for that matter.
You do.
Because they're great.
I managed to procure WPPro.ca.
Really?
Well, I was astounded when it was available, and I went, well, I'm Canadian, I get to own it, so it's actually a very nice domain name, that and wptraining.ca.
That's a beauty. Yeah. Oh my. Wow. Cool.
So I'll actually be doing some work with those two domains. I've put somebody to work to help market my WordPress training, so that's coming into play in the next couple of months. So I'll be using those domains I've been sitting on for a while.
That's very cool. We'll point people in that direction. There's always people needing more info, so let us know.
Oh, yeah.
Let us know.
It'll definitely be coming. Well, that's about all I've got. You want to give us a push for your domain name? You've mentioned it a couple times, but I'll give it one more last push.
Sure. Beautomated.com is BEAUTOMATED.com.
And head on over there if you're a developer or a web designer and you're looking for a couple of great programmers. I know I'll be adding these two guys to my list of people to give a call when I need some upgrades to a plugin or a specific type of plugin developed, which happens to me from time to time because, well, there's not always a plugin I need, even though there's 20,000 of them sitting in the repository now. So that's all I've got. Thanks for being with me, Randy and Sean. I really appreciate you being on the show here and taking your time out of your day to give us an interview. And I'm sure listeners will enjoy it.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much again for having us. We appreciate it, and we're always happy to help the community out.
Excellent.
Yes, thank you very much. It's been a truly a thrill and an honor. Thank you, John.
You're welcome. Take care.